All right. So right now we have the Generation Magazines, guys. So I do encourage all of you to listen up. Not only listen up, however, nobody can call to make any request or any dedication at all until we get through with the Generation Magazines. However, this is what I want you guys to do. Listen up, and you guys have any question of what's being discussed, call 946-2845 and 946-2846, and our hosts here, and also our guests will be more than happy like last week or like last Thursday, and we got lots of callers last Thursday, and we expect again tonight. So listen up, because some of your questions may be pertaining to you, so it will benefit you also. So right now, here is our host, Percy, Mr. Princey Ehara.
Good evening, Ernie. How are you getting tonight?
Good evening, my friend.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, you know, on Tuesdays, for those of you that don't know, we start about 7:15 because the first sections, we usually have different nonprofits or companies that do small little promo items. And it was interesting listening to it. It's a health food store. Ernie, was that correct?
Yeah, I think it's a health store.
Well, let them know that this coming Thursday, on the November 3rd, if you saw this morning's advertiser ad for the Generations Magazine radio show, is that Thursday's show will be on National Kidney Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And we start kidneys. From 7 o'clock this coming
and
Thursday.
And Thursday from 7 o'clock. So thank you again, Ernie. And anyway, welcome, everybody, and good evening to our audience. We're here talking about Generations Magazine, our radio show. And as you know, with the magazine, we are a resource magazine. So what we do is try to provide every month or every other month in a magazine different stories, articles, events about what's going on in town to help your family and your seniors, your tutus and your grandmas, and help also for the children. I'm getting a lot of calls and a lot of people interested in the magazine that are 50, 60-year-olds where they have to take care of their parents. They call on where they get the magazine. For your younger set, you know, your baby boomers that go on the internet, you can read all the past issues at generations808.com. And click on the resource button. It has all the past resource guides, all the articles, all the past issues from last year, October, which was our first issue with Kirk Matthews. So anyway, welcome, Ernie. Tonight's guest is going to be on Medicare as well. And so if you have questions, call after 7:30. Because today we have a little more in-depth talk about Medicare. And specifically on this side, it's about the Senior Medicare Patrol. And we have Adele Ching to our office, to our show here. And she comes from the Executive Office on Aging. So welcome, Adele. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for having us.
Oh, got to bring a mic to you. Come a little closer. There you go.
How's that?
Okay. Push it down. We're all set. Okay. Anyway, so Adele, give us a little background on yourself so they know all your background and experience in Medicare and with healthcare.
Okay. Well, I started off by getting my master's in sociology from the University of Hawaii.
Wow.
And then was an instructor in the ethnic studies program at UH for a couple of years. I worked for a very large health plan in Hawaii, mm-hmm. worked in the communications and legal unit, so got my feet wet in the healthcare industry there, and had several years of experience working with seniors under the city and county of Honolulu's Senior Citizens Program and Catholic Charities Elderly Services.
Oh.
So I've been with the Executive Office on Aging since the year 2000. First with Sage Watch. We were known as Sage Watch then, and I think some people will remember that. And then I worked with the Sage Plus program, mm-hmm. and have been with the SMP, or the Senior Medicare Patrol Program, since 2008.
And giving our audience a background on what SMP is, it's easy to say SMP because Senior Medicare Patrol, when you want to answer the phone at your office, you have to go through the whole spiel, Executive Office and Aging, Senior Medicare Patrol, right?
Well, I keep it really short. I usually say, Senior Medicare Patrol, this is Adele. How may I help you?
Good. And we will give her a number out a little bit later on, right, okay. For people who have questions. So, you know, we're talking about Medicare and with the healthcare reform, whether you like it or not. But the Medicare fraud, and specifically what we're talking about tonight, has been around for a while. But the Senior Medicare Patrol has been around for how long now?
Since 1997, and I don't think a lot of people realize that the Senior Medicare Patrol program was established by federal law. In 1997, Congress passed legislation establishing a program that would be at the grassroots level, made up of retired professionals who would be trained to educate their peers to prevent Medicare fraud.
And how big is Medicare fraud? I mean, we see it on 60 Minutes, 2020, on a news. You'll see it on about Medicare fraud. In fact, in the advertiser, you'll see articles about people getting caught for Medicare fraud, specifically doctors. But, I mean, it's all kind of things, yeah?
Right. Well, as a whole, the United States spends about $2 trillion on health care.
On health care, $2 trillion.
Health care, yes, right. $2 trillion. And out of that, it's estimated that $60 billion is fraud.
$60 billion, not $6 million, $60 billion.
Try to wrap your head around that $60 billion. Wow. Now, in terms of Medicare fraud, the estimate is that Medicare makes improper payments each year that total about $48 billion. So in 2010 alone, Medicare made payments that it shouldn't have to the tune of $48 billion.
Wow, that's a lot of, what do you call those, scooters?
Yes, right. So, you know, part of
that... No wonder the government is broke.
Right. Part of that $48 billion was made up of fraud, which is intentional false billing on the part of some people.
Is it false billing on the senior themselves or with companies or doctors?
It's mainly by providers.
Okay.
And unfortunately, well, what we say is by and large, providers are honest. It's just that a very small percentage engage in fraudulent activity. And the scary thing is that more and more organized crime is getting involved in Medicare fraud because it's lucrative. The penalties are less than other types of
crime. That's what I hear.
And prison time is shorter. So
hard to catch, too. I'm going to assume because most seniors don't complain or they don't look at their billing.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to catch. For durable medical equipment suppliers, for example, who engage in fraud, they
and
know
durable
they
medical, for people that don't know what that is, mm-hmm. I didn't know that mm-hmm. until I got into the senior marketplace. Durable medical equipment is...
wheelchairs, walkers, canes, oxygen equipment, anything
that's expensive
that can
stuff.
Be used over and over.
Medical beds?
Uh-huh, hospital beds, right, right.
So what's happening there? The providers just send a bill to the Medicare, and Medicare in turn just make a payment or something?
Right. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, in order for Medicare to pay for a power wheelchair or a wheelchair, a doctor has to write a prescription or mm-hmm. certify that the patient has a medical need for the wheelchair. There's Medicare has certain eligibility criteria that has to be met mm-hmm. In order for Medicare to pay. And so sometimes an illegal durable medical equipment storefront will arrange for false certificates of need to be submitted, forged, or they have an arrangement with a particular doctor to sign certificates of need, and the doctor has to sign that. Right.
Oh.
Right. So you can't just go out and go to the store and buy one.
Okay. Well, we better have one of our sponsors for the magazine is Dauterkin Healthcare. So I'm going to have Randy on, the owner, on in a couple of weeks to ask him these questions. We had talked about that, about how that happens, and you know he's a good guy and a great company, and he's one of the supporters of the magazine, but he was telling me it is a very complex process.
Right, and I'm sure that they're very concerned about the crooks, you know, who are getting into the business. Mm-hmm. And so what Medicare is doing, or the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is doing, is trying to make it harder for just anyone to get in the business.
So besides the doctor signing that request for maybe wheelchair, mm-hmm. the person who's supposedly be getting that is not even going to be signing that document?
I'm not sure.
Because if they have to sign, then they will be aware that, hey, why am I requesting for this? I don't have any need for it.
Well, right. Anybody can sign it because nobody checks up on it. That's the main thing. Nobody checks up on it.
Sometimes the Medicare numbers are stolen, so the Medicare beneficiary is not even aware that a claim is being submitted under his number.
Right.
Other times, you know, we also do education about consumer-driven fraud, where the beneficiary or the consumer participates in the fraudulent activity, because you know, we have a DVD where we feature some common ways that Medicare fraud or abuse happens. And one of the vignettes is about a beneficiary who wants a power scooter because he wants to be able to go to the baseball game or scoot up and down the mall. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, our lesson is that, you know, we have a responsibility as well as a consumer to not engage in fraud or abuse.
And so you encourage seniors to check their bills every time and look at it closely?
Definitely. Medicare identity theft is one of the fastest growing ways that money is being stolen from Medicare.
Wait, Medicare identity theft. Ernie and I are looking at each other. What is a Medicare identity theft?
When someone steals your Medicare number and uses it to get services or just to file claims to Medicare for services that weren't even provided.
Just Medicare, not talking about identity theft. We're talking about Medicare
fraud. We're talking specifically about Medicare identity theft. Sometimes it's committed on the inside. A worker in a healthcare setting has access to Medicare numbers, and someone approaches that worker and offers money for patient numbers. And that's one of the ways it's happened. Dead Medicare beneficiaries' numbers have been used because there's a lag time, you know, between the time a death is reported and it gets inputted
processed,
into this is the database. So, and the way to check to make sure that's not happening to you personally is to check your Medicare summary notice, as you said, Percy.
How often does that come?
Quarterly, once a quarter.
Okay, Ernie gets Medicare, so Ernie, you get when we use Ernie, we'll come back and ask Ernie, did you check your recent quarterly billing? Do you get that?
I check. Whatever I receive from United Healthcare. All I'm getting is that they're not paying for the bill. So your copayment is so much, and there's no explanation at all there. So, but it's scary to say billions and trillions of money being used by some syndicate or this group of people that could be used for the benefit of the one who really needs it.
Yep.
And why is it that the government is not coming up with any special department to be working to do to avoid this kind of problem? So that way, the money that's being going out of our door right now, they can use it to pay salary for these people who are really going to be doing to prevent this.
Good question. So what is Medicare doing, Adele?
Well, one of the things that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is doing, CMS, which is responsible for Medicare and Medicaid, is to make it more difficult for providers to participate in Medicare. They're making the application more stringent. Mm. You know, criminal background checks, fingerprinting, they're going to be stricter so that just not anyone who wants to participate can so easily open up a durable medical equipment store, for example, or get a provider number and start billing Medicare. Another thing that CMS is doing is looking at areas where there's a high error rate. So, for example, maybe hospitals or home health agencies or hospices or durable medical equipment suppliers seem to have a high rate of erroneous claims, and so they'll target those areas to try to, you know, reduce the amount of improper claims that are being paid.
Hmm.
They're also
are they making it harder then for the senior to apply and to qualify?
Oh no,
no,
no.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
So it's still based on age or if, you know, you have a disability and become eligible for mm-hmm. Medicare, you're still eligible. Oh.
So what does a Medicare fraud in Hawaii look like? Is it very much? I know it must be rather small because we're not a very big state, but, I mean, there must be problems going on locally.
Yes. In fact, when we do our group presentations, we do cite a few examples of major fraud cases that have taken place in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is in 2005, a pharmacy was fined $3.2 million for repackaging and reselling medications that were returned from nursing homes.
Wow.
In 2000.
$3.2 million?
Yes. In 2001, a physician was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for submitting false drug claims to Medicaid. You know, he billed generics as brand names, billed for drugs that weren't even dispensed. He was running a pharmacy out of his office. Yes.
So besides going to jail, did he pay back whatever?
Yes. I don't have the amount, but it was it was considerable. Let's see. In 2009, a well-known hospital was fined $2.5 million for false billings to Medicare, Medicaid, and TRICARE. And this year, a physician was arrested in Argentina, and he's being extradited back to Hawaii for submitting false claims to Hawaii's Medicaid program for mental health visits that apparently did not
happen. That is a lot of money.
That's
a lot of money. So if you have questions for Adele and the Senior Medicare Patrol, give us a call, 946-2845 or 946-2846. So no requests for songs. We will do that on another show. And Adele's office, you want to give their phone number right now, Adele? Your phone number, because we're going to talk about volunteerism later on, but your office number?
586-7281. I also have a toll-free number for Neighbor Islands. It's 1-800-296-9422.
Because your office is statewide, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So if your callers are hold on there. You want to try and take this call? Because I know last Thursday we had a lot of calls. We had to put a lot off. So if you didn't get a chance to get a question in, if you have a question not regarding this topic, give us a call. We'll give you the number, or I can forward your question to that agency or company. Yeah?
All right. I want to remind everyone, you're listening to our program here, Generation Magazines, the Tuesday night version with Prissy Ehara, our host, and also Adele from
SMP, Senior Medicare Patrol.
So just the word patrol, that means that you're trying to patrol something.
Wow.
So which is good.
That's
so right now, if you're calling in, we are only expecting people who ask questions of what's being discussed. If you are calling for something else, then you have to call back later on. But so right now, we're going to answer the phone, and let's see who's on the line. Greening, KND, are you in there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling reference to Senior Medicare Patrol.
Okay.
I'm an SMP volunteer.
Oh, you're a volunteer. That's one area we didn't talk about. But so what exactly, what is your name, ma'am?
Virginia Rowland. I work with Adele.
Oh, hi, Virginia. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. Tell all your friends and neighbors and people from church that we're on every Tuesday and Thursday night. So what can you tell us about your volunteer experience with the Senior Medicare Patrol?
Well, one important aspect was the handling of a Medicare problem that one of our kapuna had. She asked her daughter to figure out what she was being billed for, because she didn't know, she didn't remember what she ordered. SMT referred, I was referred to contact this kapuna and assist her with the billing. And it, apparently, she forgot that she had ordered, you know, she had ordered diabetic supplies. And she signed up for a mail order program for diabetes supplies. And we explained that SMT would make a three-way call to the vendor, or the mother and daughter could call the vendor on their own. They were satisfied with SMT's findings, and they chose to take action on their own. This is really an example of how many kapunas are not able to understand what they are being billed for. And this is where the children need to step in, and they also may not know where to get help.
Well, it's a very good example, Virginia, and I think, you know, your volunteerism is really important, because we can't run these offices and the agencies by themselves, can we, Adele?
No way, yes. Our volunteers are. They're the heart of our program.
So, Virginia, are you retired, I'm going to assume?
I'm a retired federal employee. I worked with the federal government for 40 years. And I had been involved in a lot of volunteer work.
Well, good for you.
And I heard about this program when I retired 10 years ago, and I started initially with the State Plus, and I remained with the program, and I enjoy it, and I'm sure a lot of other seniors do, because we've gotten a lot of volunteers this year. Adele will vouch for me.
Well, thank you very much, Virginia.
I'd like to make a comment. Thank you, Virginia.
Yes.
You know, Virginia mentioned diabetic supplies, and I wanted to share some of these statistics with you. The Office of the Inspector General is in charge of investigating fraud committed against the government's health programs like Medicare and Medicaid. And the OIG has a telemarketing fraud alert hotline. And just during the month of August, in fact, just 1 week between July 29 and August 5th, they reported that 79% of unsolicited phone calls were for diabetic supplies.
Really?
Like glucose monitors, lancets, and test strips. And the very alarming statistic here is that 47% of beneficiaries provided their Medicare numbers to the suppliers before calling 1-800-MEDICARE to check on whether the supplier was legit.
Wow. That's not good.
That's not good. Yeah.
Call first.
Right.
Well, thank you, Virginia.
So what is the number that they need to verify and kind of confirm?
Medicare has a toll-free number. It's 24/7. And 1-800-MEDICARE.
You know, that's hard to do nowadays because on my phone, I can't find those numbers. And if your cell phone, is different.
Right. That's what I've heard. Like if you have a BlackBerry,
right.
It doesn't translate.
1-800-MEDICARE?
So it's 1-800-633-4227.
Okay, that's good to know. So just in case, so help us out. Help yourself and help the community by checking it out before doing anything else by... Make sure that that's legit.
Yeah, okay? And you know, Ernie, all the volunteers in Adele's office really is the core of what they do because Adele can't go out. She also has Lori Paleka who works in your office. But, you know, it really is the volunteers who actually go out, Ernie, to see the seniors.
You mentioned about Inspector General. What is that? Is that one of the special department, Inspector General?
Well, each department in the U.S. government, in the federal government level, has an Inspector General, and their role is to protect the department against fraud, you know, people stealing, or even employees, I guess, stealing from the department. I was also, you know, Virginia calling makes me think about the caliber of the volunteers we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have retired teachers, auditors, government workers like Virginia. We have retired nurses who bring their medical background that's very valuable to us. We have business owners and, very importantly, we have bilingual volunteers as well.
Oh, that's very important.
Right.
What languages?
Ilocano. Tagalog, Cantonese, Mandarin, Vietnamese, no Korean, no Japanese.
Not yet,
Spanish.
I'm surprised.
But yes,
well,
we're
need
going
some Japanese
to
and
go
Korean
out and
speaking.
Recruit. Yeah.
All right, we got some other callers right here, so let's answer the phone. Good evening, Candy. Are you in there?
Hello, good evening, Mano.
Yes. Are you calling in regards to what was being discussed?
Oh, request.
Oh, no. You call back later on. Call
we'll
after 8
after
o'clock,
after
okay? Call after 8 o'clock, okay? Greening, Candy, are you in there?
Hi, is this a radio station? Is this Ernie Bautista?
Yes, Candy, radio.
This is Marilyn Yeager. I'm an SMP volunteer, and Adele asked me to call.
Oh, yes.
She asked you to call. Okay. How many friends did you ask to call, Adele?
Why?
How are you, Adele?
I'm glad you're calling, and we need some of your input of what's being discussed. Hello?
Are you a volunteer?
Go ahead, Marilyn.
Oh, hi. I can't tell what's going on. Okay. Anyway, I want to tell you how I got involved with SMP.
Great. Go ahead.
All right. I read an article about all this money that was being lost to fraud and abuse. And I couldn't believe it. And I called the SMP office and I said, tell me that's not true. Tell me it's not true. And Adele said, it is. If you want to learn more, come on to my office.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I got started.
How long have you been doing it now?
Oh, I don't remember. Maybe Adele remembers. Not all that long. I'm relatively new.
Oh, okay. And what did you retire from?
Well, I didn't retire from life, but most recently property management, probably.
Oh, wow. And so do you get a lot out of volunteering? Do you help a lot of our seniors in Kupuna?
Oh, I think I get an enormous amount of satisfaction. And just out of educating seniors and telling them things to look for so they're not caught up in this abuse, neglect, and fraud that's happening all the time.
Yeah, and it seems like it's so easy to do.
Well, yeah. All you have to do is you want to be a little sleazy in the slime ball, you could probably do it yourself.
Nobody checks.
Right. But what we want to do is educate seniors. Mm-hmm. We want to let them know the things that they can do to protect their Medicare numbers, to protect, detect, and report is what we want to teach them.
Marilyn is one of our best presenters, and just a couple weekends ago, she did a presentation to the Lions Club, and we had a couple Lions say they're interested in volunteering as a result of her talk. We've got an invitation to do a presentation at a Lions chapter, and so Marilyn is just a very, very valuable part of our program. Thank you, Marilyn.
People can call your office to set up presentations.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And I believe in this very strongly, and particularly when we look at, we have 45 million Medicare beneficiaries mm-hmm. and 5,000 active SMP volunteers
that's
nationwide.
Wow.
So we can use more volunteers, okay?
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a good night now.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
We have another caller. Ernie Candy, are you in there?
Yes, this is Judy, and Del has asked me to call in.
Thank you, Judy. How are you? And you're a volunteer as well. Boy, you have a lot of volunteers. A lot of good friends, too.
Yeah. You're very fortunate to have a lot of volunteers. They're very important to SMP.
Yes, and Judy, how long have you been volunteering now?
Oh, I'm only volunteering for about 6 months with SMP in Hawaii, but I do a lot more with senior volunteers.
Good.
My main point here for calling in is I'm disabled, but I'm also, I have Medicare, but I'm also a volunteer, and I want the disabled community to understand that we're there to help them with information about Medicare fraud and abuse in order to protect themselves. It's very important that they know how to read the billing so that they know if they have errors or not. You know, just because you're disabled doesn't mean we're not out there and caring about you.
Mm-hmm.
And, SMP is very conscious of the needs and provide information and assistance to in ways that is accessible to persons with disabilities. So let the community know that we want them to call in or call SMP. If they're disabled, they're entitled to Medicare. They're eligible for Medicare if you're disabled, and we care about you. So it's very important because I myself am in that position, and as a volunteer also, and feel that the community has to be aware that we care about the disabled.
Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome, Chrissy.
Very important point. Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome, Adele.
All right. Shall we continue, or are we going to continue answering the phone?
Well, we got a lot of volunteers. What we want to make sure is that people understand that this program needs help and needs volunteers.
Yeah. Yes, as Marilyn said, there's 45 million Medicare beneficiaries out there, but the SMP program has only 5,000 active volunteers nationwide, and that's the 50 states.
And you only have, 30 or 40 in Hawaii?
We have close to 50.
50?
Yes.
But seniors in Hawaii over 65, it's got to be over 180,000, 190,000. I can't remember seeing that figure. How many people are over 65 in Hawaii?
I don't know that, but for seniors with Medicare, there's about $185,000.
Yeah,
but if you add in persons with disabilities, like Judy said, who have Medicare, that number goes
up. About $200,000.
Yes.
Oh.
How about the Inspector General or the government themselves? How many Medicare people we have now, you said, Adele?
45 million.
45 million.
Yes.
45 million times 42 cents of stamps.
44 cents.
44 cents. Can they mail something as anything to go to these recipients so that, that way they can be watching for this?
Well, they do get in the mail a Medicare summary notice. Those beneficiaries who have original Medicare get a Medicare summary notice quarterly. Mm. However, if you want to be able to check your Medicare account more frequently, you can establish a secure account online on the Medicare website.
Oh.
And that way you can go on any time of the day to see which claims have been submitted, you know, what Medicare has done with them.
For your computer techies and your baby boomers that really go on a computer a lot, that might be something to check into. Anyway, you want to try and get, let's see what else we got on here. We got some more of Adele's volunteers.
Brendan Candy, are you in there?
Hello.
Hello, Candy Radio.
Yes, I'm a volunteer, Jimmy Yee with SMP.
Yes,
Adele asked me to call in to give my comments about a case she's handed to me to investigate.
How are you, Jimmy? And how long have you been a volunteer?
Do I hold on for until you're ready for me?
No, no, go ahead. But how long have you been a volunteer?
I beg your pardon?
How long have you been a volunteer?
How long have I been a volunteer?
Right. Yes.
2 years.
All right. What makes you want to volunteer for this particular program?
Well, since my retirement, I wanted to do something, and I thought this is one area that I can be of help because of the billions of dollars of lawsuit fraud through Medicare fraud.
You're absolutely right, and you're a great role model. And that's what one of the things we wanted to do, and I asked Adele is, how can we help your program? And really it is to be more, have more volunteers. So if you're out there listening, if you think it's something you want to do, give Adele's office a call, 586-7281. But, yeah, so, Jimmy, tell us this particular case about, is it about a Hawaii case that you're talking about?
I beg your pardon?
A Hawaii case?
A case that she handed.
Yes.
Asked me, I am a volunteer.
Right.
A gentleman wrote in and said that he thinks he's been overcharged for his wife's visits. So he wanted us to investigate for him. He's sending his billings and all, and we checked it, and we told him to talk to the doctor first of all, because many times it's an honest mistake, so that they can involve. So when I looked it over, I found that it appears that some of the billing were, that the amounts were not similar for the same type of treatment. So I asked him to talk to the doctor, and he did. And from what I understand, they came to understanding because the doctor explained to him, then the doctor refunded him some money. I was not aware of how much, but I understand that that has been resolved through our help to him because he asked us to double check it for him.
Right. Jimmy was very helpful in enabling that person to get a refund for over $100 from the doctor. Sometimes beneficiaries will send me their billing statements, pages and pages, and it's sometimes very difficult for me to understand what's going on. And so Jimmy, with his retired auditor skills, has the patience and the perseverance to really examine the billings and be able to figure out, you know, what might be amiss. So I really appreciate his skills.
Thank you, Jimmy, for your call. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. So one of the key of all this problem is that, so for those of you who are just like me, when you receive something and you see any very unusual figures.
Unusual
and,
figures, yes.
Yeah, and it's kind of high. I myself, this, I don't know what to do with it. And now I know that I know that one of the things that I could do is call Adele group.
Yeah, I would see your medical
patrol. And of course, there's no such thing as a stupid question, right, Adele?
That's right.
For anyone who seems like when they see something, a bill, because they just went to do some checkup and very unusual amount is being charged, and then it's going to be paid by the government. If it's very unusual, one thing that they could do right away is either they call you or they can fax the bill or they can send something, a copy to you guys. And
the volunteer will go out.
Yeah,
right.
Volunteer can investigate it. And how easy that is.
Yeah.
So at the same time, guys, if you guys are listening, help us, help the government. But when you're helping when you call and call the SMMP, you're really helping yourself, because this money that's being disbursed for no purpose, it's going to all this crook. That money can be used for something else better for the community. So, no, please help out. So I like this. I like the SMP.
That's exactly right, Ernie. Yeah, we want people to know that help is available in the community.
And they have Ilocano and Tagalog speaking.
Yeah.
Still looking for Korean and Japanese, right?
Right.
So we speak Korean and speak Japanese. We need your help. We need your volunteerism. But you have Mandarin, you have Cantonese. You have
Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah, Vietnamese, too.
And Spanish.
Okay, let's try this other caller here.
All right. Learning KND, are you in there?
Hello.
Hello, KND Radio.
Yes, I'm trying to get the SMP.
Oh,
yes.
It's right here, Adele and our host, Mr. Persehara, and I'm Ernie, and you are in the air right now. The whole Hawaiian is listening to you.
What is your name?
Oh, my name is Lucy Ige, and I'm also a SMP volunteer.
Hi, Lucy. How are you? I'm Percy.
Hi, Percy Ihara. I know you, your sister, Sherry Goya. But anyway, I wanted to just announce that I had a person, you know, seniors tend to lose Medicare card time to time. And I had a person call, and I counseled him because he wanted to know how he can replace his mother-in-law's card. She lost it.
Oh.
And he also told me, do I have to contact the mainland? And I told him, oh, no, you can call Medicare or Social Security and ask for a replacement, or fill out, you know, a request on the Medicare or Social Security website.
Uh-huh.
And it's very importantly, you know, very important that I advised him to check his Medicare summary notice to make sure that someone else didn't use, you know, her Medicare number to bill Medicare, because it, you know, money is stolen so many times, and by stolen Medicare numbers, they are used to get improper payment from Medicare in the millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if anyone loses their Medicare card, I recommend highly to report it to Medicare or Social Security immediately. And as Adele said, the Medicare number is 1-800-633-4227.
Very good.
So it's so important that once they lose it to you, report it immediately to Medicare.
Well, they shouldn't be carrying a card anyway.
Well, they do.
They do a lot, though, I know.
Well, what people always say is, well, what if I'm in an accident and I'm taken to the emergency room? I need to have my Medicare card so I'll get treatment. And we point out that, you know, in an emergency situation, the emergency room is required to provide treatment. You don't need to show your Medicare card. When Lucy was talking about the importance of checking your Medicare summary notice to make sure that your lost Medicare card isn't being used by someone else, one of the reasons that it's so important to check is that it could have life-threatening effects on you if somebody else's medical information gets into your record. It could lead to your being denied treatment that you need, or being given the wrong medication that you might be allergic to, or you could be denied health care coverage because your record says you have some kind of pre-existing illness, although maybe that does not apply anymore with the Affordable Care Act. But so you know, it could very well be life-threatening. And also, certain Medicare benefits have limits. For example, a mammogram or prostate screening, you're entitled to just one a year. Somebody uses your card to go for a mammogram, and then when it's your turn, you go. What happens?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Your claim gets denied, and you have to pay the whole cost out of pocket. So it can come back to really hurt you, and so it's very important to keep that in mind when a Medicare card is lost.
So now, when someone use it, but maybe not legit. It's not legit, but they got paid for it. So that's another way to lose some more money.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, it goes back to there's very few oversight. There's very few investigations going on. I mean, and they only go after the big fish most of the time, too. Right? So, anyway, But so you are looking for volunteers. We'll take one last caller. How about that, Ernie?
Okay.
One last caller.
Lucy is not there anymore. Lucy, you're not there?
Okay. No, I'm still here.
Oh, yes, she's still there.
I wanted to add that, you know, we are trying to reach out to everyone who has Medicare. And we talked about persons with disabilities when UD called to say they're also a population that's affected. And speaking of persons with disabilities, for the people who are hard of hearing, Lucy is trained in American Sign Language.
Oh, really?
So she
Lucy,
is,
thank you.
Very, very valuable to us.
Oh, I'm still learning.
Yes, but that is terrific. I've always wanted to learn, but I've always thought I'm not capable of learning, but Lucy's an inspiration.
Inspiration, Lucy, and also a really role model for all of us younger people that can help out. Okay, Lucy, have a great night now.
Thank you.
Good evening, Candy. Are you there?
Yeah, can I have the number to call if you lose your Medicare card?
Okay, I wrote it down. 1-800
633-4227. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Running Candy, are you there?
Hi, my name's Mark Ballerina. I'm an SMP volunteer.
All right.
Mark. Good evening. How are you? I'm Percy, the publisher editor of Generations Magazine. What is your comment tonight? What is your volunteer specialty?
I'm in a wheelchair, so I specialize in things like durable medical equipment. Uh-huh.
That's a big one.
Yes, sir, it is. It's a huge one, and part of my job is to educate people to avoid getting taken, and also I actually help to develop a brochure that SMP Hawaii is using.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, great for you, Mark.
And so I just wanted to speak up and say SMP is here for everybody. We're here to help. And any way we can help to keep people from being defrauded or our government to be defrauded is what we're all about.
Well, thank you for that, Mark. I'll make sure Adele show me the brochure right now. It's a great thing. And you're right, durable medical is probably one of the bigger portions of the Medicare fraud in the nation, let alone Hawaii. So thank you very much for your comments.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you, Barb.
Sure, Adele.
Thank you, Mark. Okay.
I want to make a clarification. When it comes to replacing your Medicare card, it's best to call Social Security. If you call Medicare, they'll probably refer you to Social Security. So the Social Security number is 1-800-772-1213.
So the lady that called earlier, Ernie, want to make that's a Social Security number. So Social Security will replace your Social Security and Medicare card?
Correct.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we got to have the communications person here and Jane Briggs stay on one night, but due to budget cuts, she can't come in at nighttime. So we'll have to find a time we can tape her show.
Okay, just in case you missed that number, Adele says 1-800-772-1213.
It has to replace the Medicare Social Security card.
Yeah, if you lose it.
So, Adele, thank you very much. We got a few minutes here. Any last comments or tips for our seniors out there?
Basically, if you have questions about Medicare, you know, how to enroll, how to find out if you're eligible, you should call 1-800-MEDICARE or locally the Sage Plus program. I want to give a plug for the Sage Plus program.
Yes, Pamela Cunningham was here last Tuesday, and she did a great job.
Right.
And what's her number now?
It's 586-7299.
586-7299. That's for Medicare in general.
Right.
And specifically Medicare Part D?
Part D, prescription drug plan. And currently we're in what's called the Medicare open enrollment period.
Right.
I'm sure Pamela talked about that last week. And this is a period between October 15 and December 7 when people who are eligible for Medicare can join a plan, switch between plans, drop a plan, go back to original Medicare if they're in a Medicare Advantage plan.
Uh-huh.
But Because there's so many choices out there, so many plans
43
to choose
plans
from.
43 plans, did I hear correctly from last week?
Tons of information on TV, in the newspaper, in the mail, that people are confused. And
right. Sure
and
is.
This confusion is what leads fraudsters to take advantage of seniors. And so I want to stress that there is help. Counseling help to help people compare plans, to help them make a choice, to be able to choose a plan that best fits your needs instead of perhaps being misled by someone who is mainly motivated by a high commission instead of your best interest. And so this is a period when Sage Plus is extremely busy helping people
this
do
time
plan
of year.
Comparisons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know we had Martha Klopin last week, Thursday, and boy, we had so many calls.
Is Medicare Complete a good one?
She can't comment on the Medicare Part D plan, but yes, Ernie, Medicare complete. But Adele, thank you very much. We'll have to have you on in the future, and thank all your volunteers. You had some great volunteers. I know you're still looking for more.
So if you are
interested in volunteering for this, the Senior Medicare Patrol, give Adele a call. Her number again is 586-7261.
7281.
If you don't have these numbers again, give Ernie a call back here at KNDI because Ernie is writing all the numbers down on his little tip sheet here.
Adele, give me also one of your business cards.
Yeah,
you
okay,
leave.
I will. Yeah. Thank you, Percy, so much for having us on the show.
Great.
And Ernie for facilitating the call.
Please come again.
And yes. My volunteers have called to share their experiences and to demonstrate how we do serve as a resource for seniors in the community. Yeah.
So every month we have an article from Medicare, the Sage Plus office. We also have every article every month, every other month, from Social Security, the Office on Aging, the City and County's Elderly Affairs, AARP. So if you didn't pick up an issue of the October-November issue with Mike Buck on the cover, the voice of Alzheimer's, you can pick it up at all the libraries on this island. Selected Safeway Times and Long, so check that out. All the YMCAs is a big plus area. Kaiser's, Big City Diner. And for some place like at Ala Moana Shopping Center, Hino Hairstyles, in a real estate in the end of the Waikiki, the Gold Coast Real Estate Company, Ameriprise Financial, if you deal with them, Attorney Scott Mokua County's office downtown, and Kokua Care has a bunch of articles, copies there. Kokua Care is a home care health agency. The library does a great job. We'll be having them on in December issue. We're having the governor on the cover, so that was just announced. So we're working on that right now, so look out for December. And if you want to read all the issues, the past issues, specific articles about Medicare, Social Security, you can go on to our website at generations808.com. If you have any questions, you may email me at percy@generations808.com or give me a call, 368-6747. But one of the things we're developing, Ernie, is our calendar. So
calendar of events.
Calendar of events. If you go to generations808.com, and thanks to Peterson and Rosario, our webmaster, we're going to be putting all these shows on our website where you can stream it and watch it again. Listen to it again. So that's going to be a big resource. We have a library where it's be built up.
In this magazine, is there a page also with the name and phone numbers of all the people participating, like Adele? Does he have
the Office of Aging, we have. If you go to our website, click on Resource Guide, we have a lot of those. Every other month, we do a resource guide, and I believe you're the agency, state and city agencies, I believe it was February or March, one of those issues. So look at that. But the resource guide, if you click on that, has all the past resource guides. We had a list of all the adult day centers, nursing facilities, home care providers, state and city agencies. We had one section on that. So that's where we are. We're a resource guide, and that's what the magazine
is. SMP is included in there?
SMP is included in there. Yeah. So is Sage Plus. But again, thanks to Dr. Westlum from the Executive Office on Aging for helping out and facilitate this. This Thursday, if you have any health issues, and specifically Polynesian community, Filipino community, I know my friends got diabetes and kidney problems. Thursday's show starts at 7 o'clock. It will be the National Kidney Foundation. In a couple weeks, we'll have Dr. Char, a holistic practitioner, who'll be on the 15th, two Tuesdays from now, on the 15th, we'll have Dr. Char. Next week, Tuesday, will be the Area Agencies on Aging. the city and county, and hopefully we'll get call-ins from the Big Island and also from Maui. So anyway, we'll see you this Thursday on AM channel 1270 KNDI. This is Generations Magazine. Adele, thank you again. Ernie Bautista, my friend, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and you've been listening to the Tuesday night edition of Generation Magazines with Adele, our guest, and also our host, Mr. Prissy Ehara. And we do invite you to join us again for the coming Thursday, this Thursday, the Thursday night edition of Generation Magazines. This is KNDI Honolulu, the broadcast house of the Pacific, Radio 1270 on your AM dial.